It's difficult to say precisely what a smart city is because it's so many things. But it's the use of data and technology to organise that data to help and facilitate how people interact with one another, how we buy things, how we do things, how we apply for things. It's being used now almost, you know, there's a, you know, everything online, that information, they take it and they process it in a big data warehouse, and then we get appointments and we get bus times and we get all sorts of things which are kind of under the surface. And it, if it's used well and it's used wisely, then it can be a great way of enhancing and supporting how people interact with one another and get access to services and improve their economic situation and well-being. If it's used badly, it's about dividing people, and it could be about manipulating people, and it could be about treating people in a way which doesn't have their consent.
Yeah, that's good. And what about the people, those who don't know how to use technology, how to use online, their laptop, they don't have any smartphone at home? What about them?
The digital divide, as it's called, is a real challenge because it means that people are expected to have access to platforms that they, one, might not want, and two, might not be able to afford, and three, might not have the ability to use. So, you know, if you're visually impaired, if you've got motor impairments, then to expect everybody to use a tiny screen on an app, on a phone, can be very frustrating and is not right for everybody, and the design isn't there. But then other things like smart speakers are coming in, and more people are using smart speakers to interact, and you can just vocalise an instruction and you can give information. So when you ring up a call centre now and you're talking to a computer voice, it can understand what you're saying. It can maybe understand it in different languages and dialects, and you don't have to be able to write things down, and it can ask you questions which you answer. So you can see how it can be both a benefit and a problem for people. But I always say that we should never give up on doing things in person, we should never give up on doing things on paper, and we should never do anything, you know, we should never give up that human contact that we have as well.
So this is a really perfect for the smart city, and still we are looking forward to move ahead to develop more about the Leicester. And the Leicester is developing definitely, and we are trying our best and to educate people, those who are not using smartphone, and still there are community to help of the elder people, those who are living by themselves, and how to use the smart telephone or the mobile phone or the smart technology. Nowadays, after COVID, everyone has learned how to do with the online sessions, online meetings, Zoom meetings. So could you please explain more about that technology?
Well, for example, we pay for internet access, Wi-Fi access. Maybe that should just be free. You know, our broadband now is coming in, so it's you know, super fast broadband can be expensive, but the prices are coming down. And it's almost as if we want people to use these technologies and get the benefit of them, then we've just got to give it to people to make help people use it. And then we can give, you know, lots of training's got to be in place. So we've got to organise all the community groups around the city have got to have regular training that people can drop in, so people like them, they can meet with people like themselves, they speak a particular language, they're of a particular age, and they've got trusted guides that can help them use the technology and learn to use it.
So which any guidelines or any place, specific place or any website is available so the people can go through and they can learn more about that?
I haven't got that information yet. That's the next stage of what we're doing. So that's what we need to do the research on. And we maybe need to find some people and talk to them. I would recommend, one does come off the top of my head because I wasn't anticipating that question, is Good Things Foundation do digital access hubs around the country. So they might be somebody that we can get in contact with and look at how we set that up and similar things in Leicester.
So that's, we are looking forward for that, for the smart city. And obviously, only the few of the people, those who are supporting, like radio supporter like us, they are moving. And we are also learning about what is a smart city. And when we are learning and we are talking about the smart city, we have to give some information to the people, to the public, that how they can learn about the smart city, what is a smart city and what's the habit they have to create in their life.
Well, the idea of the project that we're working on is to share stories about that and to use radio and to use podcasts to capture people's experiences, for them to tell us about their experience of learning how to be a smart citizen in the city and to experiment with different ways of using technology and to share their knowledge and insight and problems and failures and everything that you can think of. That's what we want to use and help and share in your program. Something which we can. So I'm going to ask you a question now, which is, how are you going to develop your smart city
First, I'm going to ask my listeners that what they will do to support, to become a smart Leicester city. So we have to start from our own lifestyle, and then with the family, and then moving to the community, and then coming to the city. So starting with ourselves, so how to use a smartphone, like paying bills, for example. Moving ahead and going to pay bills to some stations or bank or any place. Rather than going and wasting your time, you can sit at home and through bank, you can just transfer your money. So this is, again, one more advantage of a smarter. Am I right or wrong?
I think you're absolutely right. You tell me. There's no answer.
So if the people, those who are... can't make this, those who don't have a knowledge about the using of smartphone, they can ask any community supporter to help you out. And once you have learned this bank transfer money or to how to pay your bills through online or the direct debit, or you can pay by your own every month if you want to pay, not to go with the direct debit. Sometimes people don't like to go through the direct debit. So you can pay through and you can learn with that. And then you can go when you are moving ahead, like going outside, sitting at the bus stop. And you can see how the bus stop have arranged now. Every bus stop has renewed. They have got a new technology. They have got every new setups. When the bus is arriving, what is the time, which bus is arriving and where you are going, you can see everything there. You can check with the vocal as well. Am I right? Because I haven't used a bus at the moment.
Well, your task for this week is to go out on a bus trip and then come back and share that information with your listeners. So what that was like.
Definitely. I have to try this weekend with the bus trip. This weekend is not possible, but I'm starting with this from my radio station, and opportunities coming up on 13th of August, Kensington Park. There's a program going on, and I'm going to say something on the smart city on the stage that we have got a stall from the Eva FM studio, and I'm going to speak about the smart city there as well.
Great. Well, I look forward to hearing that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying. Is it okay? Should we go with that?